Amen. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare.
পরমহংস পরিব্রাজ উপাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শতুর শ্রী শ্রীমান অভয় সদনার বিন্দু ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কী জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কী জয়। শ্রী শ্রী গৌণিকায় কী জয়। শ্রী শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কী জয়। শ্রী শ্রী জগন্নাথ বলদেব সুভদ্রা মহারাজ কী জয়। গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম কী জয়। সমবেত ভক্ত বৃন্দ গৌর প্রেমানন্দে অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী ব্রহ্ম। নমো ওম বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণ পৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् Seventh Canto, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text 14. Jaha,
Jaha,
Tu,
Tu,
Jastu,
Jastu,
Ichchaya,
Ichchaya,
Kritaha,
Kritaha,
Kumbhir,
Kumbhir,
Abhasho,
Abhasha,
Hi,
Hi,
Ashramat,
Ashramat,
Prithak,
Prithak,
Sabhavo,
Sabhava,
Vihito,
Vihita,
Dharmaha,
Dharmaha,
Kashta, Akasya,
Kashya,
নিষ্ঠ প্রশান্তয়ে যস্তিচ্ছয়া কৃতা পুংহি আভাসো হি আশ্রমাত পৃথা স্বভাবো বিহিত ধর্ম পশ্য নিষ্ঠা প্রশান্তয়ে যস্তিচ্ছয়া কৃতো পুংহি আভাসো হি আশ্রমাৎ পুমাৎ वशो हि आश्रमात्विका स्वभावो विहितो धर्मः कस्या निष्ठा प्रशान्तये जस्तिच्छया कृतो पुंगी आभाषो हि आश्रमात्विका स्वभावो विहितो धर्मः कस्या निष्ठा प्रशान्तये Jaha, that which
indeed
Ichchaya whimsically Kritaha conducted Pumbhi by persons Abhashaha deem reflection. He
indeed
ashramat from one's own order of life. Prithak different. Shobhava according to one's own nature. Vihitaha regulated. Dharmaha religious principle. Kasya in what respect? Na not. Ishtaha ketebo. Prashantaye for relieving all kinds of distress. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. A pretentious religious system manufactured by one who willfully neglects the prescribed duties of his order of life is called abhasha, a deem reflection or false similarity. But if one performs the prescribed duties for his particular ashram or varna, why are they not sufficient to mitigate all material distresses?
ମନୁଷ୍ୟ ଯଦି ନିଜର ଆଶ୍ରମ କିମ୍ବା ବର୍ଣ୍ଣ ଅନୁସାରେ ତାର ଧର୍ମ ଅନୁଷ୍ଠାନ କରେ ତାହେଲେ ତାର ସମସ୍ତ ଦୁଃଖ ନିବୃତ୍ତି ପାଇଁ ତାହା ଯଥେଷ୍ଟ ହେବ ନାହିଁ କାହିଁକି
ପରପୋର୍ଟ ବାଇ ଶ୍ରୀଲ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇଣ୍ଡିକେଟେଡ୍ ହିୟର that everyone should strictly follow the principles of varna and ashram as given in the Shastra. In the Vishnu Puran, it is said, Varna Shrama Charo Bata Purushena Parav Kumar Vishnur Aradhate Pantha Nanat Tattu Shakarana. One should focus upon the destination for progress, which is to become Krishna conscious. This is the aim and end of all varnas and ashramas. However, if Vishnu is not worshipped, the followers of the Varnashram institution manufacture some concocted god. Thus, it has now become fashionable for any rascal or fool to be elected god. And there are many missionaries who have concocted their own gods, giving up their relationship with the real god. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that one who worships the demigod has lost his intelligence. Nonetheless, we find that even an illiterate person who has lost all intelligence is elected god. And although he has a temple, he has meat-eating sannyasis and many polluted activities go on there. This type of religious system, which misguides its poor followers, is strictly forbidden. Such pretentious religion should be stopped altogether. The original system is that a brahmana should actually become a brahmana. He should not only take birth in a brahmana family, but must also be qualified. Also, even if one is not born in a brahmana family, but has brahminical qualification, he must be considered a brahmana. By strictly following this system, one can be happy without extra endeavor. Svabhavo vihito dharma kasya nishtaha prashantaye. The real aim of life is to mitigate distress, and one can do this very easily by following the principles of Shastra. So, five kinds of adharma has been described here in the previous verse and this verse. Narad Muni is instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj. So he is talking about different five times of adharma, vidharma, paradharma, upadharma, chaladharma, and now dharmabhash has been described as pratibimba. It appears to be like a dharma, but actually it is not dharma. Like, and abhash, one example of abhash is a reflection. Say there is a tree, a reflection of a tree. In the tree there are many fruits in the reflection. Now, can we get the fruits from that reflection? So similarly, these dharmas appear to be like dharma, but the real fruit of the dharma is not available. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, right at the beginning, is telling us to reject all these adharmas. Krishna instructed in Bhagavad Gita, jada jada hi dharmasya glani. So this dharmasya glani is this adharma.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita kahichanti jada jada hi dharmasya glani. Artha ek prakar dharma glani hi adharma bhumika prakashita hui.
Like all us appears to be dharma. Like vi dharma. Vi dharma, viparit dharma, it's not dharma, it's against dharma. Like we find some religion, like dharma is go brahmana hitaya cha, but this their religion says kill the cows. So that is vi dharma. Kill the brahmana and kill the cow. That is their dharma. So that is vidharma. Now para dharma, it is not, I am not qualified to perform those activities, but I am imitating that dharma. That is sadharma nidha, sadharme nidhanam shreya para dharma bhayabaha. Krishna is telling us. So in this way, these although appear to be like dharma, but they are not dharma. Like now in this verse the description is dharma bhash. It seems that they are following the Vedic dharma. But it is actually not going to give that actual result. Then that dharma bhash is mayavad. It appears to be dharma, following the Vedas. They are following the Vedas. It appears that it is right on the line, but we won't get the real benefit of dharma. The fruits we will not get from the reflection of the tree. And it is this is very very dangerous. Therefore Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying the mayavadin bhashya sunile hoy sarvanash. To even hear the commentaries of the mayavadi will cause us a great harm, cause us a great
damage.
Why? Because it will appear that it is dharma and we will think that we are practicing dharma, but actually there won't be any benefit. On the other hand, it will cause us a great damage. Great damage, because we will think that we are performing dharma, but actually we are not. Prabhupada gave another example, especially in Bengal, there is one mission. It's called Ramakrishna Mission. Prabhupada is pointing out, let us read that purport. Prabhupada is saying, they elected an illiterate person as God. They don't follow Krishna, they don't accept Ram, but for them this person is God. But actually who is he? He is an illiterate fool. But what some people did, there is one queen called Rani Rashmani. And she became attracted to him. And her followers elected him to become God. Let me just see. Yeah. We find that even an illiterate person who has lost all intelligence is elected to be God. And although he has a temple, it has meat eating sannyasi. Their understanding is, when you are a brahmachari, you should be a vegetarian. But when you become a sannyasi, then you can eat anything. Because now you have become Brahman. So you can digest
anything.
This type of religious system, which misguides the poor followers, is strictly forbidden. So therefore, Bhagavatam, right at the beginning, pointed out, Prithivite dharma prajjita koitava atra parama nirmat saranam sat. Dharma prajjita. All these koitav dharma, chala dharma, kapat dharma, para dharma, vi dharma, dharma bhash, all have to be given. And then only one becomes paramanirmat saranam. Unless and until one becomes free from all these misconceptions that goes in the name of dharma, unless and until one rejects them, he cannot become situated in a perfect platform of understanding dharma. Then only, Vedam Vastavam Astra Vastu Shivadam Tapatrayan Unmulanam. So Vedam, he can understand only then what is Vastav Vastu. What is Vastav Vastu? Vastav Vastu is Krishna. Then we are actually understanding from Srimad Bhagavatam the two types of dharma. Naimittik dharma and nitya dharma. Naimittik dharma is the dharma of the body.
Naimittik dharma is
the dharma. Noimittik, nimitta. Now what is those dharma? Like Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, this Varnashram
dharma.
Or Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Even up to Sannyas, it is Noimittik dharma. When one comes to the highest platform of sannyas, when sannyas reaches the transcendental platform, Paramahamsa, then only he can understand Nirmat Saranam Satam. Parama Nirmat Saranam Satam. So that is the actual dharma. And so what is that dharma? Transcending the dharma of the body, one comes to the platform of the soul, and the soul is nitya, therefore the dharma of the soul is nitya.
Jetavare ଦେହ ସାଧନାର ଉନ୍ନତି ହେବେ ଏବଂ ଆତ୍ମିକ ସ୍ଥିତିରେ ରହିବେ ଏବଂ ଆତ୍ମା ସମସ୍ତେ ଜାଣିପାରିବେ ଯେ ଆତ୍ମା ନିତ୍ୟ ଅଟେ ତାର ଧର୍ମ ମଧ୍ୟ ନିତ୍ୟ ବୋଲି ସେ
ଜାଣିପାରିବେ। Very clearly is indicating that the ultimate dharma is the dharma of the soul. And that is Nitya Dharma or Sanatana
Dharma.
So when we speak of Sanatana Dharma, we speak of dharma of the soul. And what is the dharma of the soul? Dharma of the soul is to love Krishna. Thus, a living entity, a spiritual soul, is a part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, his dharma is to love Krishna. Why loving Krishna is the dharma of the soul? Because through love, the soul becomes connected to Krishna. This prem is the force, or prem is the means by which the soul becomes connected to
Krishna.
This has been very wonderfully demonstrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his questions to Ramananda Roy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy. He asking, what is the sadhya sadhan? Sadhya, what is the goal and the sadhan, the means? One practices spiritual life, but for what? One practices dharma, for what? So Ramananda Rai pointed out that to practice varnashram is the goal of life. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that. Iho bajjo aage kahwa. Because why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected varnashram? Because varnashram dharma is related to the body. It is not Nitya Dharma, it is Nainitik
Dharma.
It is the dharma of the body, not the dharma of the soul. Because today somebody may be a Sudra, but tomorrow he is born in a Brahmana family and practices Brahmana, then he is from Sudra, he will become a Brahmana. So the dharma may change by the changing of the body, but therefore this is not the ultimate goal of
life.
So then Ramananda Roy proposed that the karma mishra bhakti or karma yoga is the goal of life. Ramananda Rai is giving scriptural evidence. Like he gave this example from Vishnu Puran. Varnashrama charobata purushena parakuman nainam aradhate pantha Vishnu aradhate pantha nanat tattoshaka. So Vishnu Aradhyate Pantha, that is the goal of Varnashram. Vishnu Aradhana is going on, but still Mahaprabhu is rejecting that.
Vishnu
Because that Vishnu Aradhana is in the bodily platform. By performing the varna and ashram of that person. Therefore, Ramananda Roy then said, okay, then karma yoga is the goal of life. And he quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm sorry, Bhagavad Gita. Jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat juhasi, dadasi, jat. Jat tapushroshi konteya, tat kurusha madarta. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever austerities you perform, whatever you give in charity, do all that for my sake. That is karma yoga. Mahaprabhu rejected that. Said, no, this is not the ultimate. Tell me, what is
here?
Then he speaks about karma tyag. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. But Mahaprabhu rejected that also. Then Ramananda Rai spoke about Jnanamishra Bhakti. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kangshati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavate param. Mad bhakti lavate param. Speaking about at this stage one gets the para bhakti, transcendental devotional service. But Mahaprabhu rejected that.
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kangshati.
But then Ramananda Roy spoke about Anna Vilashita Shunnam Jnana Karmad Anavritam. Anukullena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Ruttama. When Jnana and Karma is also rejected, not Jnana Vishra Bhakti. Not karma mishra bhakti, jnana karma anapritam. That is bhakti uttama, uttam bhakti or shuddha bhakti.
Anupulena krishna anupilanam. Ketala namanandraya karma mishra jnana mishra bhakti kata karele, mahaprabhu kyan karele, tabra yastra anupulena krishna anupilanam. Anupulena krishna anupilanam.
Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that.
But
he didn't stop at that. He said, Iho hoy. Iho hoy, but aage kaho. Then he spoke about bhakti in Shantaras, bhakti in Dasyaras, bhakti in Shakharas, bhakti in Vatsalaras, bhakti in Madhujaras. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them one after another. But even then he said, Aage kaho aaj. So then Ramananda Roy said, I didn't know anyone who could say that aage kaho aar after that. But from this point, it's not possible. Madhurya is the highest. Madhurya. But you are questioning me and you are empowering me to answer the question. So if you empower me, then probably I'll be able to answer. Then Ramananda Roy explained the deepest aspect of Braja Prem. Krishna is dancing with 16,000 gopis.
Krishna
The gopis are dancing with Krishna in circles. But in the center, in the circles, there is one Krishna between two gopis. But in the center, there is one Krishna is dancing with one gopi.
So this gopi
must be very special. And then, although Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis, this gopi became upset with Krishna and she left Rasa Mandali. So when she left Rasa Mandali, Krishna left all 16,000 gopis and followed her. So she must be very special. Now who is this gopi? Srimati Radharani. So this is how Bhagavatam is actually taking us to the highest platform of devotional
service.
And only by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy one can possibly understand that. The most profound secret of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore Vasu Ghosh has sung, Jodi Gaura na hoito, tobe ki hoito, kemone dhoritam dehe. Tobe ki hoito, kemone dhoritam dehe. If Gaura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come, how would I have maintained my body and soul? Body and soul, I maintain my body. Premo Rosho Shima Radharo Mohima Jagote Janatoke. Who would have revealed the glory of Srimati Radharani, who is the epitome, the highest perfection of Krishna Prem? So in this way, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy only, these deep secrets of Srimad Bhagavatam has become revealed. Although in this age of Kali, we are totally unqualified. But Mahaprabhu's mercy has come down to give us the highest spiritual
state,
the greatest spiritual wealth. Paramarthika sampada. Hare Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the dharma. Chant Hare Krishna, giving up all these Koitava dharmas by following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the line of through his bona fide followers, then the ultimate goal will be
achieved.
This chanting of Hare Krishna not only transcends all the adharmas and but it also transcends the naimittik dharma. Therefore when one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there is no consideration of varnashram. He becomes a Vaishnava, he becomes situated in his pure spiritual identity. So by Prabhupada's mercy, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, people are getting this opportunity all over the world. Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any question or comment? Madhavananda Prabhu? Do you have any comment?
Thank you, Madhav Prabhupada. I have one question. We had the Prabhupada and Vijaya expressed the like a Vana Kundra in Krishna. But though Pranathama is not fair to Shyam Hare Krishna, so why is that in Krishna?
Very good question. Prabhupada mentioned that not that everybody will become a devotee. Those who will not become devotees, for them we need
varnashrama.
To structure the human society, civilized human society, we need the
varnashrama.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj ki. Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Hare Krishna.
So, I'm going to make this a little bit of a challenge. Jai Shri Srimad Bhaktacharya Ki Jai.